The United Nations Environment Project is looking at a report that suggests a short-term fix for climate warming, controlling black carbon and ozone. The report says that unlike controlling carbon dioxide, which appears to be politically difficult and would take years to make a difference, dealing with black carbon would have an immediate effect on climate warming. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
The lead author for the UNEP report, which came out late last year, is Dr. Drew Shindell, a senior climate scientist at NASA's Goddard Space Science Institute in New York. He says there's plenty of tried and true technology for controlling smoke, soot, and the gases that lead to atmospheric ozone like methane and carbon monoxide. And reducing them would immediately lead to a reduction in climate warming, particularly in the Arctic, where the average temperature has gone up 3 degrees Celsius, that's close to 7 degrees Fahrenheit, since the 1970s. Curbing black carbon and methane emissions could slow that temperature increase.
It's really quite substantial. You could reduce up to about two-thirds of the projected warming over the Arctic, so it's a really big chunk of the warming avoided.
The study points out that while carbon dioxide remains in the atmosphere for decades, trapping heat by decreasing the amount of the globe it can radiate out, black carbon and ozone, which also trap heat, only circulate for a matter of days or weeks. That's why the benefit of controlling them is felt immediately.
And we saw in our report that in the Arctic, you could get, you know, in some areas, you could get a degree of warming avoided just by tackling the measures we looked at, black carbon and methane. So that's a pretty big change over the next few decades when, you know, try as you might, it takes a long time for CO2 changes to have an effect.
And there's already movement on this. Potential ways to control black carbon will soon be taken up by the same international body that dealt with the ozone hole and acid rain, the Convention on Long-Range Transboundary Air Pollution. Shindell says the control methods are well known and proven and, for the most part, cost-effective. What's been lacking is the will to start using them.
You know, we know really quite well how to control black carbon. It's soot. And, you know, you put a particle filter on the engine or whatever it is that's emitting the soot, or you try to control how much, say, agricultural waste is burned. Instead of burning it, you plow it under. You know, these are pretty ready-made, off-the-shelf kind of either policy changes or technologies that have already been used widely around the world.
There are substantial industrial sources of methane and black carbon in the Canadian, Russian, and American Arctic. In many cases, controlling it would not be expensive. Shindell says the cost of better methane controls at oil and gas production facilities actually can pencil out to be a net gain. It's just that the gain is small.
Companies don't really bother sometimes because, you know, their methane operations and natural gas extraction and transport are such big operations that if it costs them $8 million in new equipment and they make 10, yeah, it's still not worth their trouble, even though it's a cost-effective solution.
Yes, in case you're wondering, the Prudhoe Bay Oil Production Complex is a substantial source of methane and other gases, but there's no direct measurement. Some University of Alaska Fairbanks researchers in 1995 estimated Prudhoe Bay puts out 24,000 tons of methane a year. That's based on extrapolation from flights that took air samples. The state says only that BP and the other companies at Prudhoe Bay's air emissions are within the terms of their permits. I'm Steve Heimel.